"There," the stranger said in his, or its, whispery, penetrating voice. "At last we can hear ourselves think." "Who are you?" the TikTok man asked. He moved slightly, and more of those weights went sliding through his head, ripping fresh channels in his brain. As terrible as that feeling was, the awful tickling of the flies on his right cheek was somehow worse. "I'm a man of many handles, partner," the man said from inside the darkness of his hood, and although his voice was grave, TikTok heard laughter lurking just below the surface. "There's some that call me Jimmy, and some that call me Timmy. Some that call me Handy, and some that call me Dandy. They can call me loser, or they can call me winner, just as long as they don't call me in too late for dinner." The man in the doorway threw back his head, and his laughter chilled the skin of the wounded man's arms and back into lumps of goose flesh. It was like the howl of a wolf. "I have been called the Ageless Stranger," the man said. He began to walk toward TikTok, and as he did, the man on the floor moaned and tried to scrabble backward. "I have also been called Merlin, or Merlin, and who cares, because I was never that one, although I never denied it either. I am sometimes called the Magician, or the Wizard. But I hope we can go forward together on more humble terms, Andrew, more human terms." He pushed back the hood, revealing a fair, broad-browed face that was not, for all its pleasant looks, in any way human. Large, hectic roses rode the wizard's cheekbones. His blue-green eyes sparkled with a gusty joy far too wild to be sane. His blue-black hair stood up in zany clumps like the feathers of a raven. His lips, lushly red, parted to reveal the teeth of a cannibal. "Call me Fannin," the grinning apparition said. "Richard Fannin. That's not exactly right, maybe, but I reckon it's close enough for government work." He held out a hand whose palm was utterly devoid of lines. "What do you say, pard? Shake the hand that shook the world." The creature who had once been Andrew Quick and who had been known in the halls of the Greys as the TikTok man shrieked and again tried to wriggle backward. The flap of scalp peeled loose by the low-caliber bullet which had only grooved his skull instead of penetrating it swung back and forth. The long strands of gray-blonde hair continued to tickle against his cheek. Quick, however, no longer felt it. He had even forgotten the ache in his skull and the throb from the socket where his left eye had been. His entire consciousness had fused into one thought: "I must get away from this beast that looks like a man." But when the stranger seized his right hand and shook it, that thought passed like a dream on waking. The scream which had been locked in Quick's breast escaped his lips in a lover's sigh. He stared dumbly up at the grinning newcomer. The loose flap of his scalp swung and dangled. "Is that bothering you? It must be. Here." Fannin seized the hanging flap and ripped it briskly off Quick's head, revealing a bleary swatch of skull. There was a noise like heavy cloth tearing. Quick shrieked. "There, there, it only hurts for a second." The man was now squatting on his hunkers before Quick and speaking as an indulgent parent might speak to a child with a splinter in his finger. "Isn't that so?"
Yes, Quick muttered.
And it was. Already the pain was fading, and when Fannin reached toward him again, caressing the left side of his face, Quick's jerk backward was only a reflex quickly mastered. As the lineless hand stroked, he felt strength flowing back into him. He looked up at the newcomer with dumb gratitude, lips quivering. "Is that better, Andrew? It is, isn't it?"
Yes.